If you've been watching the January 6th committee hearings and maybe suffering from information overload, you can build yourself a solid foundation to better understand the truth and the facts. Easy, two steps. Read the 12th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution and the Electoral Count Act of 1887. Again, after especially this past Thursday's hearing, the latter will be very useful in your understanding of what's going on. We have a link to the Constitution over at our homepage at issuesandideasradio.com, and on the downloads page, we posted the text of the Electoral Count Act of 1887. It's only three pages, and it will help you realize how everything that's being claimed and pushed by Trump and his cult members was, as one of the witnesses testified this past Thursday, rubber room stuff. I think it's become official now that Bill Barr, former Attorney General, has become the most utilized witness in the hearings. Barr, the highest-ranking Trump administration official to affirm the legitimacy of the election results and to call Trump's effort to claim otherwise bull fecal matter. Also, this past Monday, it was established Trump peddled fraud claims of bad faith after he was told numerous times there was no there. The committee made the argument Trump was repeatedly told by his own top officials, Barr, Bill Stepien, that the myriad of fraud claims that he was humping were groundless, certainly not evidence that the election was stolen. Panel also made the case, too, Trump's false claims about voter fraud helped him rake in about a quarter of $1 billion. That was all through, no exaggeration, literally two dozen emails a day pitching requests for official election defense fund donations. Small problem, that defense fund for election fraud didn't exist. That's right, $250 million that was not used as promoted. And I could tell you, by the way, firsthand, since I had been on Trump's email list, getting those two dozen emails a day. But think about that, $250 million. Imagine how food pantries, children's hospitals, veterans organizations, other legitimate organizations could put that money to use. Imagine if all we could do, since people bought into Trump's stuff, saw fit to send him that money, when they weren't buying Let's Go Brandon swag as well. Thursday's hearings pretty much became the John Eastman show, did it not? They focused on Trump being told Eastman's plan was illegal, but they went ahead with it anyway. Found out just how deep and dark the danger to Mike Pence was. Mob getting about 40 feet within the vice president and his family, by the way, since they were all together being evacuated into the garage. Eastman wouldn't take no for an answer on overturning the election. They kept hammering Pence time after time after time. Even, I believe, it was the morning of the 6th before Pence went over to the Capitol. Some are saying that Mike Pence shouldn't be canonized for all this. And I say put all things Pence on a scale. And you judge how it tips. Did Pence seek out Dan Quayle to see if there was any way he could do what Trump wanted him to do? Yeah, he did. Did Pence show resolve, full devotion, dedication to the Constitution? Yeah, he did. Heroics, too, by the way. When Pence and his people were evacuated out of the House chamber, taken down to the garage, people started getting into their cars to leave. Pence said, whoa, hold on. We're not going anywhere. Get out of the cars. We got work to do here. They stayed down in that garage for something like 4.5 hours. And while the hearing on Thursday was going on, a couple of other stories developed. The DOJ asked for complete transcripts of all committee testimony and depositions. Which, that can't be good news for a bunch of people, starting with John Eastman. And this could be the prize of the bunch. Ginny Thomas, Clarence Thomas, his wife, she wants to testify. Well, they've already started to arrange a day and time for, I guess, preliminary interviews. Which I believe they'll videotape those at least. But how would you like to be able to listen in to the Thomas household conversations right about now? Hubby Clarence trying to talk Ginny out of this, and Ginny saying, oh, I have to, honey. People need to hear the truth. Oh, please let this happen.